The New Orleans Film Society is moving forward with its 31st annual New Orleans Film Festival. A stellar lineup of more than 160 films are coming to a couch or an open-air theater near you. New Orleans Film Society programming manager Zandeshe Brown joins us by phone with a heads-up on this year's offerings. Hello, Zandeshe.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
You know, I always look forward to this festival. How has it been reimagined to keep us safe from the pandemic?
We've been fortunate enough to have some time to plan for outdoor cinemas and space out our seating and arrange for compliance officers to make sure that people are masked and social distancing and hand sanitizer stations and things like that. So that has been our safety protocol, a top priority of ours. And then, of course, for those who prefer it, we do try to make everything available virtually as well.
Tell me, how many submissions did you receive this year, and how did you pare it down?
It tends to be across categories in the thousands. And so we work with an incredible team of programmers who lead another team of volunteer programmers in watching the different selections, and they take their picks from the top 10, and those make it to a second round that all the programmers watch, and then we just keep battling it out until we solidify our final lineup.
And these submissions, they're from around the globe?
They are, yes. And so we are really excited to bring films from all parts of the world to New Orleans, but also to be a voice and a beacon for Southern filmmakers and local filmmakers.
So there's a diverse representation of directors this year.
Absolutely, yeah. Every year we try to make sure that we are representing what the world looks like and what our city looks like in the films that we show. And so I want to say at least half, or roughly half, of our films are directed by women, people of color, you know, queer people. Like, we really push to make sure that we're getting voices representative of what the world looks like in our filmmaking.
And it looks like the American South and Louisiana made films that play a big part in this year's offerings. Tell me, what can we look forward to?
We've got a great lineup of Louisiana shorts that I'm really excited of, and that was one of the teams that I programmed for. There's two short blocks in general that come to mind. One is Louisiana Shorts 2, Small Town Louisiana, and I hold that really close because I come from a small town myself. But this one is, you know, a little bit more outside of New Orleans and takes a look at some of the cultures and traditions in some of the more rural areas of the state. And the other one is Louisiana Shorts 1, Dress, which really features some great characters by local filmmakers, the people based in New Orleans. So I've really been pushing people to those. And as far as features go, I'm really excited for the film Nobody May Come. It's a really entertaining bit about a New Orleans performer sort of trying to pave her way to success.
You also have a film this year about Professor Longhair.
We do, and I'm really excited for everyone to see that. It's great to, you know, maintain some element of music and films that deal with musicians right now. Because of capacity, we're not able to celebrate with music in the way that we'd always like to. So we hope that this is a fun and safe and socially distanced way for people to come together and enjoy that.
Let's talk about some of the other categories of films. What's being showcased? What types of films are being offered?
We have so many. Well, from our narrative features category, we've got quite a variety. We have a film called The Outside Story, starring Brian Tyree Henry, which is really fun because in it he gets locked out of his house. And, you know, for the past few months, we've been sort of confined to our houses. And so it's fun to see someone sort of be forced to interact with their community for the first time when we haven't really had that privilege. We have another film called Inspector Ike, and it's sort of a mystery that I liken to something that you'd find on, say, Adult Swim. Those are two of our comedic selections. And then we have another one that's more dramatic called Right Near the Beach. That's a truly beautiful film following a father in Jamaica who is mourning his son after his son's murder. It's very personal. And you can see the love for the country and the way that the filmmaker is holding the country accountable. for their takes on queerness because his son is a queer man. Our programmers have tastes that truly vary, so the selection varies to represent that.
And do you have opportunities this year, as you have in past, for folks to hear from the film's directors?
Yes, we do. In fact, we have been spending the last few weeks recording Q&As to play after the film. So most of the films that you watch, whether in person or virtually, will be followed by a Q&A, including our shorts blocks. And we have those directors in conversation with one another. And we encourage people to stick around and hear about the making of the film and what those directors had in mind, and to get in touch with them, you know, if they have questions or would like to follow their careers, because we certainly don't want to lose the communal aspect of film festivals, in which you're able to meet people and find new filmmakers whose work you're excited about.
What do this year's offerings say about our local film culture?
I think it says that there's so much to support and so many people to be supported. It's really exciting. There's such a wide range of stories within the city and the state and our larger region of the South that these are voices that deserve to be uplifted and fostered in some way.
New Orleans Film Society Programming Manager Zanda Shea Brown, it's been a pleasure talking with you.
Thank you so much, Diane.
The 31st Annual New Orleans Film Festival runs November 6th through 22nd. For more information, check the website, neworleansfilmfestival.org.